You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Soriano.
Let go and let God, always let Him lead. Whatever faces us, He is all we need. Let go and let God show us the way and road. Unburden our load, let go and let God.
Hi, this is Art Soriano, and welcome to this episode of Let Go and Let God. I hope everyone had a great week, and most importantly, found time to pray to Jesus. Prayer is so important, because through prayer, we can talk to Jesus anytime we want about anything on our minds. And it's through prayer that we're able to let go and let God, which is when we give the Lord all that is troubling us, and we let Him handle it. On today's show, we'll discuss our topic, which is the Lord does hear our prayers. I will also be speaking with Bishop Greg Studeris from the Archdiocese of Newark, New Jersey, plus playing some of my music. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening because together we will get you to a better place. On our last show, our topic was there is no place for jealousy. And how, as Christians, we should never be envious of what others have, but rather appreciative of what we do have and what the Lord has blessed us with, for we all have many things to be grateful for. Our topic today is the Lord does hear our prayers. Too often, we hear people say things like, "Oh, what's the point in praying? The Lord doesn't pay any attention to me," or, "I don't pray. It's a waste of time, because my prayers fall on deaf ears." And those phrases go on and on, with one negative comment after another. Well, here is some shocking news. Those people are right. Yes, they're right. Why? Because they do not understand prayer, how to use prayer, and how to pray properly. Let me explain it this way. Imagine walking into a crowded room where everyone is talking loudly and carrying on. You want to get someone's attention. You start by saying things like, "Excuse me," or "Can someone help me?" You even tried screaming over the crowd, but to no avail, no one pays attention. Then you see someone standing by themselves in the corner and walk over and nicely say to them, "Can you please help me?" And of course, now that you have their attention, they listen to what you need. Prayer works the same way. We can't just blurt out our demands to the Lord in what we think is prayer and expect Him to listen. We have to show our love, devotion, gratitude, sincerity, and patience, which comes from praying on something not once, but often. In the Bible it says, Matthew chapter 21, verse 22, "And whatever you ask in prayer, you will receive if you have faith." This Bible verse supports what I have said, that we must be respectful of our Lord and pray as Christians should pray. When we do, our prayers will be heard, and when given enough time, answered. Understanding how to use prayer is another part of living life as a Christian. Today we are talking about the Lord does hear our prayers. When we pray and show the Lord that we are sincere, meaning we show Him our love, how we trust Him, and that we are following His laws and commands, He not only hears our prayers, but He also responds. No, not in words, but through the words and actions of others. Unfortunately, many of us do not give prayer the time it needs because the Lord follows His timeline, not ours. When we are impatient, expecting immediate results, we view it as if the Lord is not listening to us. But in reality, it is we ourselves who, by not giving prayer a chance, just assume the Lord isn't listening. The Lord does hear our prayers, but we must always remember to give those prayers the time the Lord needs. The first song I'm going to play today ties nicely into today's theme of the Lord does hear our prayers. The song is called "Pray to You." When I wrote this song, I thought about my day and how I use prayer from when I wake up to when I end my day. please listen out on my song, Pray to You.
Dear Lord, it's morning. Thank you for another day. The sun is bright and it's shining. Come into my heart as I pray. There'll be many times I'll reach out to you to give thanks or help with a need. Be with me, Lord, guide me, please take the lead. I start.
Art will be right back.
Every sport deserves a spotlight. From football to basketball, soccer, wrestling, you name it. Launch a weekly coaches show that builds pride and raises funds. We produce, you talk. Get the free info kit at lonestarpodcast.com/coaches. That's lonestarpodcast.com/coaches. Your team your show, your prophet.
Now I'd like to introduce Bishop Greg Studeris, one of the bishops from the Archdiocese of Newark, New Jersey. Hi, Bishop Greg. How are you today?
I'm very good, Art. Thanks for having me.
Bishop Greg, there's been a significant change in the Vatican since you last appeared on the show with our new pope, Pope Leo XIV. As a bishop, are there any changes you would like our new pope to consider? Perhaps more progressive or more conservative?
Art, it's not a question of particular changes. What we're looking at is a new man here from the United States, Pope Leo, and he comes to us with a background that is very specific. Real outreach to the poor, concern for the people in need, and focusing on people's needs. And the fact that he takes Pope Leo XIV as his name, he certainly is following in the footsteps of Leo XIII, the great pope of social justice and concern for the working man and woman. And so we look for that emphasis to the fore, and we'll be watching how that all plays out.
Well said. Well, Bishop Greg, today's show focuses on Jesus hearing our prayers. Too often we hear people say, "The Lord doesn't listen to me when I pray." How do you respond to that?
We always have to remember what we're talking about when we talk about the Lord, our Lord God, who is the source of all of reality. And so therefore, he is listening all the time. He hears us, he watches us, he sees us, we're part of his creation. And so therefore, he's listening all the time. And our challenge is to put our trust that ultimately the one who has given us life is the source of all ultimate all goodness. So we look forward to his response to our needs with a great deal of hope. Hope that even as we face the challenges that may be very difficult in this life, ultimately our hope is to be united with him in his ultimate and utter love for us.
Very true. Well, you yourself have recently undergone a big change. You are now retired. So as a retired bishop, what's next for Bishop Greg?
Very frankly, I'm not even that sure. All I know is these past few months, as you know, my actual official retirement only took place as of just yesterday, as a matter of fact, at the ordination of the new bishop. And so therefore, I'm looking forward to very great many things. The surprise has been thinking I'm going to retire with my feet up. And instead, I've looked at my calendar and I see so many opportunities to be with the people of God in the various parishes and celebrating the sacraments with them. So I'm looking forward to many, many great opportunities to be still a bishop of the Archdiocese of Newark.
You've been a blessing to us all. Well, you've been listening to Bishop Greg Studeris, and I want to thank you, Bishop, for taking the time to talk with us today on Let Go and Let God.
Good to be with you.
Today's topic is the Lord does hear our prayers. I can understand when people say their prayers fall on deaf ears. I didn't find Jesus until 2010. Before then, I had very little faith, hardly went to church, and I didn't pray very much. And I will admit back then when I did pray, because my heart wasn't into it, I got very little out of it. And I too, back then, felt as if my prayers fell on deaf ears. But let's talk about prayer and how prayers can be heard. First, we must get in the habit of praying often, at least once a day, and throughout the day, invite Jesus into our hearts. When we pray, start by letting the Lord know how much we love him and how grateful we are for all we have. Next, we can pray for our needs, but pray respectfully and ask Jesus and demand nothing. We have to understand a few things. First, we could never pray on something once, but every chance we can. We have to remain patient and trust that the Lord will listen and help us. This may take days, weeks, months, and sometimes even longer, depending on what we're asking for and what the Lord's plan is. It's also possible that we may ask for something that will not be granted, not because the Lord is mean or doesn't listen, but because he may have something different in mind, and when we finally get there, it will almost always be better than what we could have ever imagined. So as we go through our week, pray at least once a day, and remember that prayer is a skill that we must master, and we do that with lots of practice, which means in this case, praying often. Understanding how to use prayer is another step in living life as a Christian. The next song I'm going to play also ties nicely into today's theme of the Lord does hear our prayers. Please listen now to this upbeat praise and worship song that I wrote called Praying to Jesus.
Art will be right back.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, just log on to letgoandletgod.net or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. You can also listen to the podcast version of all the shows wherever you get your podcasts, or log on to letgoandletgod.net.
Recapping today's topic, the Lord does hear our prayers. I can assure everyone that the Lord does hear our prayers, and He does listen. We just have to remember that prayer needs to be done properly by first letting the Lord know how much we love Him and how grateful we are for all we have. Praying to Jesus is like talking to our best friend, because in many ways, Jesus is our best friend. He's there for us 24/7, always ready to listen and always ready to help. If we pray at least once a day, we build a strong relationship with Jesus, and that will only make us want to pray more because we'll love how we feel with Him in our hearts. The Lord does hear our prayers when we trust Him and believe in Him. Repeating the Bible verse I referenced before, "And whatever you ask in prayer, you will receive if you have faith," proves that the Lord does hear our prayers as long as we show Him we love Him and believe in Him. Always remember that. And finally, please listen now to my song, "I'm With You."
When I close my eyes and visualize such a lovely place, as I think of you and call your name, I am lifted by your grace. You're my loving God, you make me whole. With peace and joy sets me love, and so define the image of you above. When I'm in deep prayer, the thoughts that I share, I know and the strength you give empowers me to live. I'm content and worry free. So plentiful and merciful, you're always by my side. You're there, oh God.
Art will be right back.
Every sport deserves a spotlight. From football to basketball, soccer, wrestling, you name it. Launch a weekly coaches show that builds pride and raises funds. We produce, you talk. Get the free info kit at LoneStarPodcast.com/coaches. That's LoneStarPodcast.com/coaches. Your team, your show, your profit.
Each week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled, Cell Phone versus Bible. What would happen if we treated our Bible like we treat our cell phones? What if we carried it around in our purses or pockets? What if we turned back to go get it if we forgot it? What if we flipped through it several times a day? What if we used it to receive messages from the text? What if we thought we couldn't live without it? What if we gave it to children as gifts? What if we used it as we traveled? What if we used it in case of an emergency? This is something to make you go, where is my Bible? And unlike our cell phone, we don't ever have to worry about our Bible being disconnected because the bill has already been paid. Well, that's all the time we have today on Let Go and Let God. I would like to thank my guest, Bishop Craig Studeris. And if you'd like to learn more about me, email me, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, log on to letgoandletgod.net. We're pleased to have been chosen by Feedspot.com as one of their top 20 contemporary Christian music podcasts. Please remember to like our podcast, write a review, or share the show with a friend. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you next time on Let Go and Let God.
Let go!